This is the Football Hour on Smoke Radio.
Today on the Football Hour Extra Time, we will be reviewing the Fulham QPR game that happened at Loftus Road on Saturday lunchtime. Finished 3-1 to the Whites, and I'm just going to look at 5 points, why Fulham was so good and why I think we can go on from here and possibly get a top half finish, because playoffs are a bit out of our reach, I guess you could say by now. So first off, we played this 3-5-2 formation, which is similar to what we played against Bristol City and the first half domination we had there. Same thing happened here. We started with three centre-backs. We had Byrne in the middle, Amore Bietta on the left, and Maddle making his debut on the right. Then he had two wing-backs. Started off between Christensen and Frederick, but then Christensen got injured and Garbutt came on. I think that really helped us because Christensen isn't really a left-back. We all know he's a playmaking central midfielder. Then in holding midfield, we did have Scott Parker and Jamie O'Hara. Then we had Kearney in behind Moussa Dembélé and Ross McCormack. And, you know, on their day, Kearney, McCormack and Dembélé are the best front three in the division. And it shows Kearney is best when he's playing through the middle. He's often played on the right, so he can cut inside on his left foot. But he's got the attributes to be an amazing attacking midfielder centrally instead of being out wide right as an advanced playmaker on the wing. So I think if we play him through the middle in behind McCormack and Dembélé, we will not have these issues, which we had recently, is not being able to score that many goals. Next, Maddle, who made his debut, he was absolutely outstanding. His standing tackles were wonderful, and you know, no one really know what to expect from him. He was one of those statistical signings where we sign him based on stats, like the article came out with Tony Khan the other week. Also, Scott Parker, I think, had his best performance of the season. He was getting stuck in left, right and centre. He lasted, 70-80 minutes or so, which is amazing for Scott Parker, because he can usually only last like an hour. Also, with these three results, the two against QPR, so the 4-0 at the Cottage, 3-1 at Loftus Road, and the one against Bristol City at Ashton Gate, it really ponders the question, why are we so far down the table? If we play like that every single week, we would be playoffs at least, possibly in automatic promotion contention. And also, if we play like this, we should comfortably beat Blackburn, because, I mean, we've been poor, but they've been worse, because they're even below us in the table at the moment. So I think we could pull off a victory against Blackburn if we play as well as we has against Bristol City and two games against QPR. So yeah, I'm delighted with the win. And yeah, you've been listening to Football Extra Time with me, Dom.